Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor to the Schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Israel. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin in the Hoizo Adar edition, Perek 12, the 12th Perek, starting Halacha Vav, the third line in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. HaKoysev Shtei Oisiris B'Shtei He'elomus. One wrote two letters, but it was two He'elomus, which means he did one, he remembered that you're not supposed to write, then he forgot again and wrote another letter. This is really an example. Writing one letter in the morning and one letter in the afternoon. Ramliel says he is Chayav, and Chayav says Potter. Says Gemara, V'kasha al during Ramliel, ilu kotzo kegugeres v'shachis, v'kegugeres bein arbaim, b'shtei ha'alomas, that's the gifts of Ramchayav, b'shtei ha'alomas, shem ha'inu Chayav. So Gemara asks, what's pshat? If a person takes, he was koitzer, cutting off a gugeres the size of a fig, which is the Isser, in the morning. And then he remembered. And then he forgets again. And in the evening, the same day, he cuts another gergeris. Doesn't he chayav twice? Elam, what are you saying? That the fact that he was noida elov, he remembered in between, that divides it into two. So says the Gemara, Keshem she'alomos b'chokos kach lo yitzarfu. When you have two alomos, two forgettings, so they divide, they split the chatos. He has to bring two chatos. So also, when I have two alamas, and each one of them is not enough of a shir, it's only one letter, lo itzarf, they shouldn't join together. So answers the Gemara, and this we saw earlier in the Masechto, Ramana omar lastam. Ramana said it's down without quoting anybody else. Ravoin sevet b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, tamo del gamliel tamon, gamliel's shita is, ein yedio lichatzi melocho. Knowing something, realizing that he's doing a mistake, the yediyah, this realization doesn't work in the middle of the melacha. If a person did a full melacha, and then he remembered this is asur and forgot again, so it splits it into two, and it's chayav two chatos. But he didn't do a full melacha, he just did a half a melacha. And then he realized that he's doing something wrong and forgot again, because he didn't do a full melacha, the yediyah in between doesn't come and separate the two things, and therefore they connect together, it's considered one melacha. So he did one letter, and then he remembered it was Shabbos. Then he forgot again, he did another letter, the two letters join, the yediyah in between doesn't separate it. Says the Gemara, according to that, v'tekavaso, ein zodon l'chatzi zayis. So yimelu should be the same thing, there's no zodon l'chatzi zayis, which means, if a person eats a chatzi zayis bezodon, that zodon doesn't do anything. The fact that he knows about it and does it intentionally because it's only half a zayis, his yediyah doesn't really do anything. Similar to when you have a yediyah and between a malacha, the yediyah doesn't do anything because it's only half a malacha. So half a malacha, what he does a bezodon, also that yediyah, that fact that he knows he's doing something wrong, should not be effective. And he made a what? Achal chatzi zayis bezodon. Fechatzi zayis v'shgogo, mao sheet starfer. According to this, let's say it wasn't that he did half a zayis, then remember, then half a zayis. But he did half a zayis bezodon. He knew was wrong. Then he forgot he had another half a zayis. So the same way you say that yediyah will not make any effect when it's only half a malacha, so also the yediyah should not do an effect when he knows about it when he's doing the half a malacha. So maybe he will be chayav chatos because he had a full kazayis, half of it without knowing, and the half that he didn't know, the knowing didn't do anything. That's a question of the Gemara. The Gemara stays with a question mark. Do we say that this yediyah is that we just ignore it, and then he'll be chayav on a full kazayis, one chatos? With this, we conclude the 12th parak of Masechet Shabbos, Hadron Aloch Perak Aboyne, Hadron Aloch Perak Aboyne, and immediately we go into the 13th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Oimer Ha'oireg Shloisho Chutim Betchilo Ve'chad Al-Horik Chayof. Meaning, when someone weaves three threads to start, to begin a new project, so he's Chayof. If it's already there, if you already have something which is weaved, and he just adds one thread to it, he's also Chayof. The minimum amount to be chayav for weaving is to do at least two threads. Doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the project or at the end of the project. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Ha'oyerek V'chuli. Omer Avula Taimer Rabbi Lezer Al Yedei Shlishi Melachto Miskemes. Why in the beginning Rabbi Lezer requires three threads? He holds that two threads is not good enough. If you weave two threads, it's very easy to be taken off and separate. You need a third one to strengthen it and make it something which is Miskemes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Ikei Avyuto. Chur Rabbi Lezer is like Avyuto. The Tanin Tamon, we learned over there. Avyuto Oimer Ad Sheishalish. When a person puts together a clothing of pishtan, of flax, of linen, and he puts it together with tzemer, with wool, so he's chayav only if he connected it three times. Only if there's three stitches, then it's considered to be a connection. And the end of the Mishnah was a sack ve'akupo mitztavrin lekilayim, that's not a getar sugyo, the sack and a basket can join together for kilayim. So what does the Gemara say over there? You see, it has to have three types. So, well, that's the chulak belazo by us. You have to have three threads. I'm have simon. No, time of the belazo tamon alidei shlishi melachto b'skemes. In other words, by us, Gemara calls it tamon, but it means by us. When you have three threads, that's what makes it kayam, and it's going to be something that's left for a while. Pamacho pachos mikan loy mistatu. That's the gusar of chayim. By kilayim, I don't need something which is b'skemes. I just need to connect tzemer u'pishtim together. And two stitches put them together. So not necessarily a blazer holds like a kabuto. Says the Gemara, Ashkachas, Omar, Alibder, a blazer. According to a blazer, comes out that we say the following. When that pizayin would base. Pa'amim, shloisho, sometimes you need three threads, betchilo. When you start a new project, a new orig, you need to have three. Pa'amim, shnaim, agabe echod, orig meto. Sometimes two is enough. Why? If you made one thread the day before, on Friday, and then on Shabbos, he adds two more threads, now you have three together, you're chayav on it. Pamim echot al gabei shtayim arugim metvo. And sometimes one is enough, when you have already two, and you have a third one, so then he's going to be chayav on that. And that's similar to the Mishnah, the one there is an arig already, something which was weaved, one thread on top of that is already something which is chayav on it. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kisrin, Rabbanan from Kisrin, Bayan. They were not so sure about this last point. Mau echod al orig. We mentioned the Mishnah that if he puts a thread on top of an existing orig, he's going to be chayov. Is it echod al gabei shtayim, as we just mentioned? You have two threads, he puts a third one. Now, in total, you have three. So he's chayov, because once you created three, he's chayov. Or it's echod al gabei shloisho. Or it means that according to Blazer, if you, in Shabbos, it's not when you create three, you're chayov. You're chayav only for an oyrig, someone who's weaving. And weaving is only if you do three threads together, or if you have an existing weave, meaning you have three threads which are already connected, then one on top of that is chayav. So you have to have three in order to be chayav in that extra one. That's a suffix of the Rabban the Kisrin. Rabban the Acham, Rabban here in Eretz Yisrael said, chayav gabei shtayim, one on top of two, he's already chayav, and they're poshed the suffix. How you saw talis achas gdoilo? If there's a big talus, a big clothing, so if you start by doing two chutim, two threads, you chayav, that's the chur according to Rabbanan, the whole two chutim, he's chayav. If they're going to agree that in the end, the feel kosher, even the smallest amount, he's going to be chayav. Meaning, even though in the Mishnah, Rabbanan said you have to have a minimum of two threads, that's when it's something new. Or that's the middle of the project. When you finish a whole clothing, then even the smallest amount that completes it, it's already a problem. Continues the Gemara, Ha'oireg Shteichutim al Gabei Hagas. That's the girso that Reb Chaim brings, which means he's putting two chutim on something which already exists. So that's what we say is chayav. Al Gabei Imro, Afil Kol Shu Chayav. So what is the Imro? Imro is the edge of the clothing. When you get to the edge of the clothing, even one thing is chayav, even Bekol Shu. Lamad Davar Doimi, what is it similar to? Letzil Tzul Koton, to a small belt. Sha'oreg Bo Shteichutim al Roichav Shloi Shabbatim Chayav. Meaning, if you have already existing, the size of the belt is three batim, which is the size of the bais, is when you put together shti ve'erev, you put together the threads and create a square. So if you have already two chutim, you have already two threads in the size of three batim, so now, if you add anything to it, it's chayav. And that's what we're comparing to the small belt. U'benefesh basachas, the beginning of the weaving, it starts with the warp threads, so there you always have to have two. Meaning the shti, the warp, the horizontal, always has to be two. And the reason is because it's never considered to be finished. You always can continue on doing more horizontal threads. But when you do the vertical, you're basically closing up what you already started. Va'en bodo, if it's not clothing, it's just a piece of fabric, which doesn't have an ending to it. Afilu basoif ke'origu. Even in the end, it's like a orig that requires two threads, according to Rabbanan, and one is not enough. V'hen lasuto afilu basoif ke'origu. The lasuto is like a type of thing that you put on top, a type of mat that goes with the type of the boats. So again, this doesn't really have an ending because you can make it longer and shorter. So always, when you add to it, it has to be at least two threads. Says the Gemara, we just learned Rabbi Lazar that says that when you have already a beged and you just add to it, so then he's chayav even by doing one thread. A kol moedim bekoisev es Hashem. Person who writes a word at shoshi ashlim, he needs to write two letters, and only if he's completing an existing word, he was completing something which is there. He just is completing it by adding one letter. Then he's gonna be chayav. Only when he's mashling it, so he's chayav in one letter. Because of oisachas lashim es Hashem, oisachas lashim es a sefer chayav. He adds one letter to finish a word, one letter to finish a sefer. He's chayav. Because of oisachas bechol, oisachas b'shabbos. He writes one letter during the week, and one letter on Shabbos. Blozes b'chayav chatos b'shul poiter. Blozes b'chayav chatos, because he added to an existing letter and he created a word. It's like something that's as if adding on an existing arik. But Rabbi Shua poiter. Says the more lama. Why is Rabbi Shua poiter? Or because he holds that to write, you have to write a full two letters. You don't write two letters of Shabbos, so he's not chayav, even though he's mashed with something which is existing. Or the reason is, because when he writes the first letter, now the letter is dry. The second letter is considered to be something new. The fact that it's right next to the existing letter is not considered to be ha'ashloma. Says the Gemara, Yisachami, come see. Ilohorek chut echot b'chol v'chut echot b'shabes. Shema eino potur, shema eino roim etzar fimoy. If you write, you do one thread during the week, then you add one more thread in Shabbos, he obviously is going to be potur. But there, that thread can join the existing arik. And let me shum kiu malach elama, Rabbi Yishua holds, you need to do a full malacha. So full malacha means you have to write two letters. Full malacha means you have to do two threads on Shabbos. Now what's the problem? Here you're writing one letter in Tveria, one letter in Tzipori, as we saw in the previous daf. You say it connects. Isn't there a time in between? There's a distance that he has to walk for Tveria to Tzipori. So L'chori is not doing it together. So you want to tell me, says the Gemara Daf Piches Amud Aleph, the Loi Ken Kerabla, meaning this will work only according to Rabbi Lazar, that you can join two letters together? Of course, you want to tell me Rabbi Shua agrees to that. Why is Rabbi Shua agreeing to that? Isn't there a little bit of a distance, and he made a time for one letter to dry until he writes the next letter? Elamai Rabbi Shua agrees that there's no problem to have a distance between one letter and another. But you need to have a full melacha on Shabbos. You have to write both letters on Shabbos. So as long as he wrote two letters on Shabbos, but one in Tiveria, one in Tzipori, he's chayav. Says the Gemara, because of Oisachas b'Shabbos Zu, Oisachas b'Shabbos Habo. He wrote one letter this Shabbos, another letter the next Shabbos. Ablozo b'chayev chatos, b'shua poitev. Ablozo says he's chayev, Shua says he's potter. Also Chami, says the Gemara, come see. Ilu kos of Oisachas b'chol, Oisachas b'Shabbos, Ablozo b'chayev chatos. Pei b'Shabbos Zu, b'Shabbos Habo, l'kol shiket. What's the Kiddush? According to Ablozo, if I wrote during the week one letter and added one letter on Shabbos, he's chayev. So if I wrote one letter on Shabbos and another letter the next Shabbos, of course he's chayev. What's the Kiddush? Says the Gemara, "Bri chachomim shem p'turim." You're right. According to Blaz, there's no chiddush, but the chiddush is according to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says, if you write one letter during the week, another letter on Shabbos, he's potter. But if he writes one letter on one Shabbos, another letter the next Shabbos, maybe then he'll be chayav. Kamash v'lan, you say Shabbos is mechalkos, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, and therefore he's considered to be that every Shabbos did only one letter. They don't join the Shabboses together. He didn't do two letters in the same Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin.